Republican presidential candidate Rudy Giuliani is holding a town hall meeting in Clearwater at this hour. Later, he'll make an appearance in Lakeland. It's one of six campaign stops Giuliani's making in the Sunshine State, part of a 700-mile bus tour that will end tomorrow in Florida. On Saturday, Giuliani made two appearances on the Gulf Coast. The first was late Saturday afternoon in Bradenton, where an overflow crowd of over 500 people packed into the Senior Enrichment Center to hear from the former New York City mayor.
I'm here because you know you have a primary that's starting, in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
The 29th. Yeah. It's coming up real soon. I want your vote. I want your support. I need your help.
Giuliani used a handkerchief to frequently dry himself in the hot ballroom as he appeared on stage approximately 15 minutes later than the scheduled starting time. Although new surveys indicate that the struggling U.S. economy has now superseded all other issues, including Iraq, as the most important one for voters, Giuliani didn't spend much time discussing the economy at all, other than mentioning his recent tax-cutting plans, where he says he will deliver the biggest such cut in the history of the U.S. Instead, Giuliani repeatedly brought much of the discussion and his subsequent question-and-answer session back to September 11, 2001, when New York City was attacked. But at times, it almost appeared too forced. He took only six questions from the audience, including two from children who may not have been old enough to be in preschool yet.
You're scared in the 9/11.
Was I scared?
Yeah.
I didn't have time to be.
Giuliani then continued on for another 4 minutes about his experiences on that day. But not every question was so soft. This was from local attorney and independent voter John Lakin.
It's great to have you here in our great city of Bradenton, Florida. I'm an independent voter, and I'm not impressed with any of the three Democratic frontrunners. So I'm focusing, frankly, between yourself and Mr. McCain. And my biggest concern, really, is the division in Washington. The last two elections were very close. And when those elections are close, you have hopefully not a divided country, because you're right, there are enemies that want us divided. So my concern is, how are you going to reach out to that other side, number one? And frankly, why should I vote for you rather than Mr. McCain?
Giuliani then took several minutes to discuss why he was tested and now ready to lead. But Lakin wasn't satisfied. Although a malfunctioning tape recorder precluded WMNF from getting his comments after the meeting, Lakin did tell WMNF he was unimpressed that Giuliani did not address the part of his question on how he would bridge the partisan divide. And Lakin now said he was more in favor of supporting John McCain. And Lakin, a local attorney, also said Giuliani was over the top when discussing tort reform. Nancy Hill's son Christopher served in Iraq and is now stationed at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and will soon be deployed to Afghanistan. Her voice quivering, she asked Giuliani his thoughts on the U.S. involvement in Iraq.
How much more time are we going to be there? I know that you can't give me an answer. It's going to be the day that I'm elected. However, for all of the military moms, our hearts are in our throat for the whole time they're there.
God bless you.
And he has four children.
Mrs. Hill told Giuliani that her son's wife had just had a child last week, and that child is now in intensive care on a ventilator.
And they had to prove her condition or he was going to go Monday.
Well,
so I think the Army needs a little bit more compassion. How could he function over there?
Well, I'm glad they put it off.
Yes.
And
for 6 weeks.
You give him my utmost respect, my love, my support, and my prayers.
Thank you.
And you too.
Thank you.
Another undecided voter who WMNF spoke with after the town hall appearance said he was now leaning towards supporting Giuliani in this month's primary, but he also acknowledged that ending the war was his most important issue, when informed that unlike most of the Democrats running, Giuliani has not indicated anything other than the status quo in Iraq. The voter appeared to register disappointment in his voice. A middle-aged woman from New York City asked Giuliani if he believed that public service of some sort should be mandatory. He said no, and said it was a good thing that there was not a military draft attached to the current conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan.
People can serve as social workers. People can serve as teachers. Gosh, we need teachers, right? And we need really good teachers. There are many, many ways to serve, and the beauty of America is we're a diverse country. We get the best out of people, I think, when we don't force them to do something. I think we get the best out of people when we encourage them to do something.
In his initial stump speech, Giuliani played with one of the defining words of the 2008 election, change. He said some change could be good, but said it depended on who was calling for that. He then used healthcare as an example of where change would be bad.
Here's another change, big word, change. The Democrats want to change They want to give us socialized medicine. I want to change, and I want us to have more private options, more of an ability for you to make decisions, not with a bureaucrat, not with a, sometimes they call them Hillarycrats, not with a Hillarycrat. I mean, Hillary's idea is there are some decisions that are too important for people to make. Government has to make them for you. She was talking about health care, by the way. Well, I kind of look at it just the opposite way. I look at it as there are some decisions that are so important, people have to make them.